Well, the day of Arafah fast approaching, let's look at some more aspects that we need to ponder upon so that we may be able to recognize ourselves and therefore be able to recognize where we need to reach and be able to strive to reach our full potential. Well, a few more tips. The first thing that a human being needs to do before we sit down and ponder about life is to have a mind that is open to everything and attached only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may sound very easy when I say it, but it will require a detoxification of geography, of community, of gender, of family. You really have to start with a plain piece of paper that is attached only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look at yourself with a different way. Can you imagine if at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if those who heard him had had a closed mind, they wouldn't have been where they are now. We need to open our minds up. If we've been ritualistically looking at things, and maybe the one thing that I can look at is salah, namaz. If we've been praying day in and day out, but we do not understand it and we continue doing it, surely Arafat is a time to think. This is my conversation with my Rabb. This is my audience with him. Should I not try and understand, if nothing else, my salah? When I read his book, should I not try to understand it? And these are the things that we need to look at and open up on Arafat. The second thing is know that there is only one life. And don't allow yourself to die with potential still remaining. You know, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is quoting Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَعَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or rather, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, do not die, he tells his sons, until you are Muslims, until you have submitted. Make sure you reach your full potential. The third thing to look at is, you cannot give away what you don't have. You cannot give away love if it does not exist within you. You need to be able look within yourself and see what you have, or rather, more important so, what you don't have. Look at the qualities that are so important, the qualities that we've been talking about in Asma'ul Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities like Rahmah, the qualities like Muhaymin, Alim, Raqib, Mujib. So beautiful. Look at each one and see how you can apply them to your life. The fourth thing to do is to be able to embrace silence. To be able to have a period of time when you can sit and take time out. The Prophet ﷺ said, 1 hour of meditation or pondering is better than 70 years of ibadah. You know, all human beings go through about 60,000 separate thoughts in a day. Find the space between those thoughts. You know, create a vision out of that stillness. It reduces fatigue. It's impossible to be negative in that solitude. We need to connect to Him. We live in such a noisy world. We must be able to take time out to connect to Him. The next thing to do, and maybe you can do it in different orders, but I find this is probably something you can do before, is to give up your personal history. You look at the past, you correct what you can, you learn from it, and you move forward. You don't keep on about it, the good old days or the bad old days. They're not, you can't go back to the past. You can only learn from it. You know, we as human beings have got to accept that we are what we are about our past. Correct the mistakes, learn from them, and move forward, look forward. There's a wonderful poem that says, the moving finger writes, and when it has done, all your piety cannot erase one line, and all your tears cannot wash out one word. You can't change the past, but you can learn from it and move forward. Also remember that you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that any human being can make a mistake, but it is only somebody who is stupid who persists in doing these mistakes. Know first that بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In his hands is only goodness. And he has power over everything. If you have connected to him, disconnected from everybody else, know the solution will come. And know that the problem will only be solved if you change your mind. The ego mind sometimes does not allow us to change our attitudes to be able to see the solution of our problems. Know that mostly, 99% of the time, we only experience people in our thoughts, and thoughts are the source of everything in our life. The next one is to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, we give you whatever you ask for. Surah Ibrahim, ayah 34. So know, treat yourself as though you're already what you want to be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you raise your hands in dua, know, trust that the answer is at the door. And finally, maybe last but not least, avoid those thoughts that make you weak. Avoid those thoughts that weaken your belief, that weaken your enthusiasm for life. Two things are the main things that weaken a human being. One is when we want to avenge someone. We're always thinking of it. The Chinese have a saying which says, if you're going to persevere in revenge, make sure that you dig two graves. And the other thing that weakens us is we're always worried about what other people think of us. Well, there's a very famous quote which says, what you think of me is none of my business. If you have connected to him and your intentions and your thoughts are pure, if your actions are to the best of your ability and you've corrected your mistakes, know that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Know that what matters is what he thinks up there, which ultimately means what you are about yourself. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. One who has recognized himself or herself has recognized his or her Rabb. And maybe just to end it up, what my mom would call putting a ribbon on the parcel, is to know that the moment you separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you weaken yourself. You lose power of the source, but you will eventually be returned. So why separate yourself? It's like a glass of water. If you take a glass of water out of the sea and you say, this is my water, the sea will not lose out. It will not become less because of the water you've taken out. But eventually, that water will evaporate. It will go back to the sea and you'll be left only with the salty, bitter taste. Our ego insists to us that we are separate beings. It tells us you are your personality, you are your body. But in the end, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are from Allah and to Him we will return. We are from that source and to it we will return. So why separate yourself in the first place? Hang on to him, and Arafah will reveal itself.